Thank you, Ian. Now, here is Lorna to introduce our final selection of news stories.
The cricket season may be in full swing, but there are already stories in the paper about Norwich City Football Club. Yellow Brick Mortgages have become their latest primary partner, and Norwich won the first match of a pre-season tour in Germany. We will be reading you the manager's comments. There was plenty of news about Norwich roads this week. Beware of road closures on Sunday the 16th of July when a 10-kilometre run returns to Norwich. We won't read you the full list of road closures, but many roads in the centre of the city and near Carrow Road will be closed on Sunday morning. The Hearties roundabout revamp and a new link near the airport have been approved in unusual circumstances. The controversy over the Exchange Street closure continues, with the police having little option but to fine drivers who continue to use it. Here is Mike with the first item of news from Carrow Road.
Norwich City have revealed a local firm as sponsors of their men's warm-up shirts ahead of the new championship season. Norwich-based independent broker Yellow Brick Mortgages has become the club's latest primary partner, with the Canaries sporting a new warm-up kit during the pre-season. "We are delighted," said Greg Marsham, managing director at Yellow Brick Mortgages. "This further grows our link with the club, in addition to being their official mortgage partner. We have enjoyed the past few years, and extending this relationship was a very simple decision for us. Looking forward, we hope the team will have a great season. City are yet to reveal their home and third kits for this season, but confirmed that Lotus remain as the main shirt sponsor when the away kit was revealed." The Canaries head of partnerships, Jonathan Casbon, added, "From our perspective, it's terrific to see local businesses progress up their partnership tiers, and we're grateful for their support."
David Wagner loved Norwich City's work in a 1-0 opening German tour win last night over Bundesliga side SV Darmstadt. Marcelino Nunez's clever first-half flick and a solid defensive shutout marked a step forward for the Canaries boss, with the championship countdown to Hull City on August 5th. Summer signing Jack Stacey again impressed with his attacking adventure from fullback and had a key role in Nunez's match winner. "What he has done in the first 2.5 weeks was very impressive," said the City chief. "I had seen enough of him from him in the past to want to sign him. But when you work with the player, you know what he is doing in games is not a fluke. Because I saw it in training. He is a super fit guy. Defensively, very reliable. He has to get used, perhaps, to our front foot defending, but a top performance."
Run Norwich 10K is this Sunday, July the 16th. Thousands of runners will be on their marks this week as Run Norwich returns to the city. Many road closures will be in place for the runners as they race across the city. The Forum car park will be closed as it is reserved for race volunteers. From 6:30pm on Saturday to 12pm on Sunday, the Rose Lane end of King Street will need to be free of all parked vehicles. Between 7am and 1pm, Castle Meadow down to Red Lion Street and Theatre Street, Bethel Street, St Giles Street and St Peter Street will be closed. From 8:15am till 10:15am, St Stephen's Street, round past Surrey House, will be closed, as well as Chapelfield Road in one direction. Roads around the football ground will be closed between 8:45 and 10:45am. King Street will be shut between 8:45 and 10:30am. Between 9am and 11:30am, Tombland, Magdalen Street, Blackfriars Street and Cathedral Close will be closed. Riverside Road, Prince of Wales Road and Rose Lane will be closed from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m, Wherry Road past Norwich Station up to Riverside Road is closed. Bishopsgate, past the Great Hospital, will be closed between 9:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m.
Plans for the £4.4 million revamp of Norwich's Heartsease roundabout and a new £1.2 million link road near the city's airport have been rubber-stamped, despite the abandonment of a meeting where they were due to be discussed. Amid growing animosity between Norfolk County Council and Norwich City Council over transport schemes in the city, a meeting where the two projects were due to be discussed was halted in May when a city councillor walked out. The meeting of the Transport for Norwich Advisory Committee was abandoned after less than 10 minutes after Labour City Councillor Ian Stuteley walked out and there were not enough councillors left for it to take place. Mr. Stuteley had been concerned the meeting had not been set up according to agreed terms of reference and that Graham Plant, the County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, was not chairing it. The committee had been due to make recommendations to Mr. Plant, in whose hands final decisions rest over the revamp of the Heartsease roundabout and the new link road at Norwich Airport. Mr. Stonard and Mr. Plant met to discuss a way forward for future decisions on Friday, but Mr. Stonard said further talks would be needed.
Police say they have been left with no choice but to fine drivers for continuing to drive down a contentious city centre road. Exchange Street, which was closed to motorised traffic in 2020, has been at the heart of controversy in recent years, from activists blocking the road to taxi drivers protesting the closure. Officers have since shifted tactics from advising drivers on the rules to handing out fines. A police spokeswoman said, "Officers patrolling the city centre regularly give Exchange Street attention with the aim of educating drivers in the first instance. But with so many motorists still using the route, we have little option but to issue fines now. The penalty for driving through a pedestrian zone is a fixed penalty notice and a £50 fine."
Our third and final feature this week is the latest contribution from Keith Skipper. Keith has been investigating a North Norfolk mystery. Where have 287 people disappeared to? Keith's column is read for us by Ian Robertson.